Now, can you bring up some of the names of the old timers that were mining up there on those creeks that were in our vicinity, such as, well, Independence?
Yeah, well, Zimmerman was on Independence, and Bob Bartlett was mining at the upper end of Independence with Ray Reedy as his foreman.
Now, Bob Bartlett went on to become a senator from the, it wasn't a state, it was a territory.
Yes, it was a territory.
Bud and Ketchum. Was there anyone operating over in Ketchum?
Yes, there was.
We're not operating. Oh, yeah, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yes, there was. Engstrom brothers, Oscar and
Vic
worked over in Ketchum.
Uh-huh.
And, but getting back to our neck of the woods, up on Maston, Johnny Nielsen was running a C.J. Berry camp at the mouth of Maston, and Jack Anderson was working farther up on Maston.
I remember Jack Anderson.
Later on, Archie Laird had a big operation in which Joe Crossan and some other local Fairbanks people were in on that.
Now, Joe Crossan was a pioneer flyer in the in and out of Fairbanks area.
I was going to go back up to Maston Creek. And
good.
I told you who was up there, but Miller Creek is laying right next to it. And that's where Bob Wilkinson worked up there. Kelly, his brother-in-law, was working at that early time.
Yeah, Frank and Kelly.
Old J. Kelly ran Miller House.
Uh-huh.
And Frank and Kelly worked in Miller Creek, and then young Kelly died, and Bob took it over.
Mm-hmm.
I just was afraid you had the wrong year, and I just wanted to call your attention to it as well.
What year is that?
That's 36. I thought you were saying that the dredge started in 35, but
no,
you didn't say that.
We started drilling over there in 35.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.